Okay, and here's a nice question for you, Kat. Now, from a scientific or health perspective, are the differences between red wine and red grape juice besides the presence of the alcohol?
This is a great one because everyone wants to know, you know, can I drink red wine and will it prevent cancer, all that kind of stuff? And the answer is that yes, there are obviously chemical differences between grape juice and wine, and the main one being the presence of alcohol. And there are a kind of physiological differences between drinking them. The main thing is that alcohol is a very effective solvent, and a lot of the sort of biological chemicals that may be found in wine are kind of can be dissolved into fat using alcohol. That's why alcohol's a great solvent. So you'd probably be able to get more chemicals into your body by drinking wine. And this is also actually why if you smoke and drink at the same time, you'll actually do yourself a lot more harm than if you just smoked or just drank alcohol. Because alcohol does help to all these nasty, nasty chemicals that are in tobacco smoke to pass into your body much more easily. But in terms of the absolute health benefits of what's in red wine, the main culprit is a chemical called resveratrol. And, you know, tabloids get very excited about this and say, oh, red wine, we should all drink loads. Resveratrol is a really interesting molecule, and organisations like Cancer Research UK, I know, are investigating it to see if it can prevent cancer. But the amount that you get in the average bottle of red wine is actually relatively small. And a scientist told me before that you would have to drink hundreds of bottles of red wine a day to actually get enough resveratrol to have an effect. So, you know, I think the actual differences are quite minimal between grape juice and wine in terms of the health benefits. And we're actually investigating resveratrol as a more, you purify the chemical and give it to people in that way. In terms of actual alcohol health benefits, the research has shown that there's benefits certainly for heart type things, for cardiovascular disease, in a very small group of people. And this is basically, I think, men over the age of 50 and women over the menopause who drink one unit of alcohol per day, and that's a very small amount. But then generally alcohol does actually cause things like cancer and does cause things like heart disease and stroke if you drink in reasonably large amounts. So probably if you really want health benefits, you best stick into the grape juice.
There's one other chemical in red wine which we should mention probably at this point, and that's procyanidin. And Roger Corder is a researcher at the London Hospital Medical College and St Bartholomew's Medical College in London, and he actually found out how this works. You can find lots of procyanidin in Tannat grapes, which are from southwest France,
and also
some of the grapes that grow at very high altitude. And the reason you find that is because it's an antioxidant molecule, and it helps to protect the grapes from ultraviolet. But when you put it into your body, what Roger Corder found is that it helps to relax blood vessels. So in fact, this is present at sufficiently high quantities in red wine that you would have at therapeutic levels, i.e. a glass with dinner, and it will cause a reduction in things like blood pressure and therefore reduce heart disease and stroke risk. So if you go and buy red wine, look for Tannat grapes because they're the good ones. Now, this is The Naked Scientist with Chris Smith, Dave Ansell and Kat Arney, and we're answering your science questions for you. If you'd like to get in touch with the programme, do email us. The email address is chris@thenakedscientist.com.